Iowa Governor Terry Branstad has announced a major new bipartisan campaign called America's Renewable Fuel that will promote the renewable fuel standard in the 2016 Iowa presidential caucuses.
I'm very passionate about renewable fuel standard. It's made a real difference for farm income and good jobs, reducing our dependency on foreign oil, improving the environment. And so I'm just really excited to see this strong bipartisan effort being made to educate people that come to Iowa and presidential candidates about how important this is for America's energy independence and for the economy of especially this great heartland of America.
Coordinating the effort will be Governor Branstad's son, Eric, a public affairs specialist and campaign operative.
We have partners coming in from all over the country and certainly all over the Midwest and all over Iowa. And those partners have committed millions to fund this effort, and we're going to be continuing to raise money through those partners so that we can have the biggest and best impact that we have ever seen with a campaign like this in the state of Iowa. In fact, it's going to look a lot like a presidential campaign. However, the RFS is our candidate.
One of the co-chairs of the campaign is former Iowa State Representative Annette Sweeney, a crop and livestock producer who says educating people about the RFS makes a difference.
Every time that I get to visit with a legislator, somebody just at the coffee shop, as well as candidates, once it's explained what a great thing is our renewable fuels are for us, they understand the renewable fuel standards and how important it is to Iowa and also to America, again, on economic, renewable, and sustainable planes that we have.
Sweeney is a Republican, and she will co-chair America's Renewable Future with former Iowa Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge, a Democrat, as well as Iowa Renewable Fuels Industry Leader Bill Kauser. The campaign will include advertising, public opinion research, stakeholder engagement, as well as digital and social media outreach aimed at both candidates and Iowa caucus goers of both parties. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.